Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Now, you might have heard about this new cost of living report. It was released by the children's charity Barnardo's this morning, showing 40% of parents have skipped meals or reduced portion sizes so their children will have enough to eat. And we know that food inflation is double the rate of general inflation, and many families are forced to stump up an extra £3,000 a year now due to a surge in grocery prices. But what are the most expensive products? And is there any sign of prices coming down? Well, I'm joined by Adam Maguire from the RTE Business Desk. Hello, Adam.
How are you?
We all know this. We all see it every week, it seems. I notice it with the butter. You know, that's the one thing I have my eye on. How much more expensive, though, are our groceries?
Yeah, well, if you were to look at the most recent data from the Central Statistics Office, it says prices in the past, or in the year to May anyway, have risen by 1.7%, which actually doesn't seem that bad. Yeah. That's kind of what you expect. But of course, that's on top of the increases that we've had over the past couple of years. You know, it's on top of the increases in the year to 24, 23, 22. Because we've been dealing with inflation for years now, and it means you kind of have a cumulative effect on the cost of everyday items. So really, you have to compare the data over the last couple of years if you want to get a picture of it. And a lot of people will say, well, go back to the start of Russia's full-scale invasion of Ukraine in February 2022. That was when inflation really kicked off. But we kind of forget it was actually already quite high at that stage. In that February 2022, inflation in Ireland was running at 5.6%. It should be around 2-ish percent or just under. And a big reason for that was because goods and services had jumped as economies came out of lockdowns from COVID, and the supply chain was trying to catch up and was taking a long time to do that. And within that, energy had bounced back as well, having been quite low during lockdowns. So really, if you look at May of 2021, I think is the fairest comparison. That's just before the rate of inflation really started to kick off. And it means we have an exactly four-year comparison. So back in May 2021, inflation was 1.7%, exactly what it is in the year to May of this year. So if we compare those two, it kind of gives us a good picture of how much prices have risen by over the past 4 years.
Okay. But still 1.7% sounds like a small figure, you know?
It does, yeah. Well, that was in the year to May 2021. Yeah. And then between that and May 2025, things really went nuts.
Right.
So in that four-year period, prices went up by 20%.
Right, so now we're getting to the real nub of it. 20% sounds more like it,
yes, exactly, yeah. And even within that, food prices were up by more, 25% over the same period. You have to bear in mind that headline figure covers everything: groceries, energy, insurance costs, mortgages, you know, and even the food category is kind of every type of food. So it really then depends on what you're putting in your basket, the real effect that you're going to feel. And it will differ depending on what you're shopping for. So, for example, if you have a lot of meat that you'd buy, you're going to be hit harder by inflation over the past 4 years. Beef and veal prices up 43% over the past 4 years. Lamb and goat prices 33% higher. Poultry prices up 24%. Similar then with dairy, which you mentioned, butter prices, they're up 46% in the past 4 years. Whole milk.
Knew it.
Pretty much the same. And that's particularly in the last year, dairy has really gone up, but over the 4 years, like 46% increase is huge. Egg prices up 29%. But even if you're avoiding all that, maybe if you have a vegan diet, you're not avoiding some of the higher impacts of inflation. Olive oil prices up 48% in the past 4 years. Oils and fats in general up nearly 40%. Margarine and other vegetable fats 33% dearer than they were in May 21. So all above the general rate of inflation.
Yes, I mean, it's crazy. Yeah, it's
really
just
is wild.
Yeah. And some of the treats then, I mean, you've spoken about the dairy and the meat and so on.
Yeah.
Nice things that we want to add to the trolley.
Yeah, some nice luxuries you might add to your shopping basket. Chocolate up 41% over the period, which is really a jump. And again, for something that you might kind of just treat yourself to, it's a big increase in the price. And of course, part of that is because of the increase in the price of dairy, which is a major ingredient in chocolate generally. And that would be seen at a wholesale level as well, a consumer level. Sugar, though, prices also way up over the past 4 years. For a consumer, sugar is now 60% more expensive than it was in May of 2021.
60.
Yeah, 60. Yeah, yeah. And all of that kind of fed into a 28% increase in the price of confectionery products. Other bakery products also up by the same amount over the past 4 years. Crisps, 26% more expensive, again, above the kind of general rate of consumer price increases. And, you know, some people might say a drink is their little treat. They get themselves a bottle of beer or wine or whatever it might be. Alcoholic beverages in off licenses are up 20.5%. So just above the average. Interestingly, though, within that, beer is up 25%. Wine is only up 5.5%, which is actually quite a modest increase over 4 years.
So maybe that's because the wine lakes in France. Yeah, exactly.
The oversupply in France maybe has kind of fed into that to some degree. But certain types of wine have gotten more expensive because of climate change as well. So, but yeah, interestingly, wine hasn't risen by all that much over.
Yeah, I'm sure plenty of people listening now know that the chocolate is more expensive, but we might be surprised that it's gone up by as much as 41%. Is there another explanation?
Yeah, well there? What you might be missing there is things like shrinkflation, which is kind of a way of sneakily raising prices. And the bar is something, the chocolate bar is something where it's done a lot. So it's where you pay the same for your biscuit, your cake, your chocolate bar, whatever it might be. But what's inside is slightly less than what it was in the past. So you're paying more per gram than you were before. We see this a lot in multi-packs. If you bought a multi-pack.
So
of bars,
glad you said it.
Yeah.
The multi-packs of bars, they're tiny.
They're almost like the fun size bars now, compared to the average one. Another thing people have spotted at Easter, I spotted this as well. The eggs, they looked normal in the box. When you took them out, they were kind of flattened because they had reduced the amount of chocolate in them. And again, same price.
Sure, they're not eggs at all.
No, not at all. Hardly. It's just hardly a bite in them now. And you see it at Christmas time then, the legendary, the box of roses, the Quality Street and so on, every year gets a little bit smaller than it was the previous year. The selection boxes get a little bit smaller than they were. That's shrinkflation because you're paying the same, but you're getting slightly less. And that's another way of kind of hiding price increases. We also have skimpflation, which mightn't be picked up in the CSO data. That's where they swap out ingredients for lower quality stuff.
And you can taste the difference.
You might not actually see it in the price, but
chocolate,
you can absolutely
biscuits,
taste the difference.
Cakey things.
Everyone will know a product, they say that isn't as nice as it used to be.
Yeah.
That's skimpflation.
Yeah. Okay, that's skimpflation. Right. Now, other grocery items that mightn't have gone up by as much as those astonishing figures since May 2021.
Yeah, these are maybe the slightly more modest ones. So wine is one example. Jams, marmalades and honey prices only 6.3% higher. Not bad over 4 years. Dried fruit and nut prices up 11.8%. Ice cream is 12.6% more expensive, which is interesting because dairy would obviously be a major and sugar would be a major kind of ingredients in ice cream, but it hasn't gone up by nearly as much as those two individual products. And in the context of 4 years, it's a modest enough increase. Interestingly, fresh or chilled seafood prices are actually lower over 4 years by close to 1% lower, which is kind of remarkable considering how everything else has increased.
It is remarkable because I would have thought that seafood had gone up, but they're lower.
Yeah, no, I think there might be a difference in seafood and fish in the CSO category, and then there's chilled, there's frozen, there's fresh, so there's kind of different breakdowns of it. So maybe it's certain products have actually gone down slightly, others have gone up.
So outside of the grocery aisle then, what's impacting the rate of inflation? We can nearly guess at the answer to this one.
And because it is worth bearing in mind, consumer prices, we think of it as groceries, but it's kind of everything really. So mortgage interest, the cost of that has gone up by 77% in the past 4 years. Not a huge shock because ECB rates, they were zero in May 2021. They're obviously a lot higher now. They rose quite high by mid-2022 onwards. But again, this is an average, so the individual will be impacted differently. If you're on a tracker, you felt the full effect of the ECB rate rises. If you were lucky enough to have fixed just before, you might have completely been insulated.
Escaped
by
it.
Well. If you're on a variable, you probably felt the full effect as well. And of course, if you don't have a mortgage, you weren't impacted at all by mortgage interest, but maybe you were hit by the 32% increase in the prices of private rents over the same period of time, which is again quite a big increase.
Absolutely.
Over 4 years.
Now, there's the major one that we haven't looked at so far, and that's energy.
Yeah, and this is really the category that's seen the biggest increases over the past 4 years. Now, bear in mind, the prices were kind of low in May 2021 because we were still just coming out of lockdowns. But in that period, natural gas prices up 95%, electricity prices up 52%, liquid fuels 37% higher. As I say, that is from a relatively low base, not the lowest, it wasn't as low as it had gotten during COVID. But it doesn't change the fact that is more than what you're to heat your home or to power your home. You are now paying that much more than you were 4 years ago. And people are obviously going to feel the effect of that. And it's important because the shift in energy prices really underlines everything else. Because if it costs more to power machinery in factories, to fuel, tractors, to fuel trucks, to get things from goods and services from A to B, warehouses, shops, all that kind of stuff, it all pushes up the cost of production, the cost of a product, and that's getting passed on to the consumer. So it's not the only factor, but energy prices are a big, big factor in why everything else is more expensive now than it was 4 years ago.
If it's not the only factor, what else is at play pushing up the prices?
The other big one is climate change, because unseasonable weather is having a big impact on crop yields and in a number of different products in a number of different countries. Maybe wetter than normal winters and springs, which delays or damages plant, early harvests or early planting. It could be hotter springs and summers, which which means that you have drought, which means you get a lower yield as well. In some cases, both happens in the 1 year. So we've had that happen in recent years in Canada, which is a major producer. Durum wheat, which is used in pasta, it contributed to the 29% increase in pasta and couscous prices in the past 4 years. But that's actually only part of the story, because Canadian farmers in 2024 also switched over to canola, or rapeseed as we know it, away from wheat, because they were getting better prices because it was used in biofuel. So again, kind of climate change related. And now they've switched back to wheat because they're afraid of the impact of Chinese tariffs. So lots of factors at play, but climate change is another big one.
Now, if you've had a fairly significant salary bump in this period of time we're talking about, you mightn't feel any of these price increases.
Yeah, and this is interesting, because when you look at separate CSO data, weekly average earnings, when you compare the first quarter of 2021 to the first quarter of this year, wages were up nationally 19.3%. So just below the average increase in terms of prices. So on the surface, it seems the wages have risen almost to meet the rate of inflation. But
I don't know anyone who's had a 20% increase over the last couple of years.
But this is the problem, that, you know, again, we're talking averages. So sector by sector, it's a different story. So if you're in technology, like information communications, your average earnings were up 29% over a 4 year period.
But
so
not in RTE, right?
Well, there is actually arts and entertainment and recreation. I don't know if that includes RTE, up over 9%. So well below the rate of inflation. People in education, incomes are up by 12.4%. So some sectors, your wages have more than covered the increase in prices. Some, it's still well below. And in real terms, you're really feeling the pinch.
Adam, thanks so much. Adam Maguire there, bringing us to the end of the programme.